This now is Jeff Schultz, and Jeff is with the Dakota and Rice County Corn and Soybean Growers Association, and you're associated, Jeff, with through South Central College, is that correct?
Correct. I'm a farm business management instructor at South Central College, in addition to being the secretary of the Corn and Soybean Growers Association.
All right. Well, we've got an interesting event here tomorrow in Northfield. The Northfield Raiders, Faribault Falcons, the traditional rivals, they'll be playing the last game of the regular season. Of course, Wednesday night, it's MEA week, so we play Wednesday night football. And Jeff, you've got you're bringing quite the offering to people going to that football game tomorrow night, both Raider and Falcon fans. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, October is National Pork Month, and the Rice County pork producers are closely affiliated with the Dakota and Rice Corn and Soybean Growers. So to help celebrate and promote pork during October Pork Month, we decided to do a little promotion and contacted the two schools, and tomorrow night from 5 to 7 p.m., we will be handing out free pork sandwiches prior to the Northfield Raiders Faribault Falcons football game, just as an appreciation to the community to support the pork industry. And we will have a little added thing. We're going to have two milk cans sitting out that if people feel the need to show their gratitude, you can make a donation to either Faribault, and those funds will go towards the Faribault FFA program, or you can put your money in the Northfield Raiders milk can, and that will go to the Northfield Boosters, and they will help divvy that up through their efforts.
Boy, I just love the idea. Who came up with the idea? Whose brainchild was this?
Well, it was kind of a collaboration. I mean, there was a few of us sitting around after defeated Jesse James days, and it's like, you know, this is kind of the end of the year. What can we do? But, I mean, myself and Bruce Peterson, a few other board members, and then Nate Holden from Holden Farms found out about the conversation just as world travels amongst people. And he said, you know what, we're pretty well vested in the pork industry and we're from Northfield. And would you guys need any support? So Holden Farms is sponsoring it. I mean, to be real honest, they're offsetting the majority of the cost of the sandwiches. So they're helping us sponsor the event.
All right. And we want to thank our friends at Holden Farms. They have been community-minded and service-minded for several generations now. And that's much appreciated. And are they going to cook the pig right there, or is that going to be just cooked elsewhere and brought right in?
We're going to grill the burgers and sandwiches right on site, and then we'll be having volunteers help hand them out. And Nate Holden from Holden Farms is going to be there to help show his appreciation to the public and answer any questions that the people might have of the pork industry.
Well, you're going to need a lot of volunteers. There'll probably be a lot of hungry stomachs walking through the gate tomorrow.
Exactly. We've got a plan on how we're going to handle that and how many sandwiches we can feed in a couple hours there before the game. And we'll find out tomorrow night how well it works. But we got a good crew of volunteers coming, and we got a good system planned. I think it's going to work out really well. I think it's going to be a great event.
I think so, too. It's going to be a good time and a good diversion. You know, it has been it's harvest time right now, and hopefully, you know, some of the farmers will be able to come in and maybe watch some football and have a nice pork sandwich or a pork burger. But, you know, overall, boy, it is harvest time, so I'm sure it's a busy time for farmers. How's it going out there? I know you're affiliated with a farm. I don't know if you farm yourself, though.
We've got a small farm, but we don't harvest any crops. Through my occupation, I work with a lot of farmers, and harvest has been going well this dry weather. I mean, we need moisture to recharge the subsoil for next year, but during harvest time, this dry weather is kind of a benefit to facilitate a quick and easy and safe harvest. And most of the area has had respectable crops. There's going to be some areas that were short on rainfall that are going to be challenging, but it's been a good fall so far.
All right. You know, and I never thought I'd say this, but I really kind of hope for a lot of snow this winter. We need to replace, as you had mentioned, that ground moisture. A good snow cover would go a long way this winter.
Yeah, right now I think we'll take moisture in any form we can get it right now.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for taking a few minutes with us. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks once again, the Dakota and Rice County corn and soybean growers, as well as those producing the pork as well, for the event tomorrow night. It's going to be a great time. Thanks again. Have a good one now.
You're welcome, Jeff. Have a great day.
Yeah. Once again, Jeff Schultz from the...